All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Hit Zero Show. Super excited about our guest today. One of the most recognizable faces in the industry. So honored to have this guy on with us today. This is Coach Raul Delgado. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So for those few of you that may be living under a rock that aren't familiar with this gentleman, amazing, hilarious, super engaging, and realistic social media on TikTok is his biggest platform. He's the coach that has put together a lot of the funny videos, really depicting the behind the scenes real life of coaching and being an athlete and all-star. So we're going to put some links to some of his TikToks and some of my favorite ones we're going to put in this video as well. So I'm excited to have you on, man. I know things have been kind of crazy and not only the cheer world, but just the world in general. And obviously I know you're, even with all the stuff going on, I know you're very busy as some of the things that we've talked about with that you're working on some of your projects, but, for those that aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your cheer life, kind of tell us about you.
All right. So my name is Raul, and I started, doing TikTok videos that got me recognized in the cheer, industry. I think more so for the fact that it is relatable to the athletes, to the coaches, the parents even. And it kind of brings this sense of light to All-Star because it wasn't, seen as well, I guess you can say. And so it was a representation. And now we have, the Netflix show Cheer that kind of brought light to college cheer. And so it was like a perfect timing for me to already be on social media because these kids then, started watching cheer on Netflix, and then everyone kind of started watching cheer on Netflix, and then cheer became a bigger thing. So there are tons of things that are online now that are about cheer, but I was kind of at the forefront on TikTok about, doing parody videos or doing funny videos that based real life situations into my videos, and how it's relatable or funny to all of us as coaches or anybody who's on the inside. So just something for the kids to relate to. So that's how I got that's how I got recognized, but I got started with cheer in high school. So I started off as a high school cheerleader. Many people think that I have this thing against high school cheerleaders because now I do like funny videos against them. But I started off a high school cheerleader. I loved it. And the gym that we started training at had an all-star program, but I was just not, I couldn't afford it. And so I started doing high school cheer junior and senior year. And then after that, I was able to kind of get a job here. My boss asked me if I wanted to work tumbling. And so I started working the tumbling side while also, participating in the all-star program. So that's kind of like a little bit about, I kind of done some things, and I've also tried out for college cheer too, but it was just not fitting into my schedule or for that. So my kind of cheer career was kind of short-lived, junior, senior year, and then freshman year of college, really.
Yeah, you and I have that in common. I started my senior year of high school, and when I got to the first year of college, I did do the college route, but the first year of college, we trained tumbling at an all-star gym, and the coach asked if I would be interested in learning how to spot tumbling and help him out. And that's where my all-star career kicked off. So very, very similar story. And so now you're a coach with CC All-Stars down at Corpus Christi. It's kind of funny. You and I had kind of across the room at competitions had like that. I know that guy. I've seen that face before. Yeah. And it wasn't until just a few days ago that we were able to actually connect. But how long have you been with CC All-Star? And tell us a little bit about your gym itself. Like, tell us about your program.
Yeah, so I've been with CC All-Stars for a little over 10 years now. I started working. I did a year of tumbling. It's kind of like our boss did like this whole, like, you got to pay your dues type of thing. So I started doing the year of tumbling before anybody can do or go into the All-Star program. A year of tumbling, and then I was also an athlete at the same time during that stage. And then I started getting into the prep or the tiny teams, something smaller. So I did that for 2 years, and then I started working with the All-Star program I think 2013 is when I started working with actual All-Stars. And then 2 years after that, we won our first NCAA title at the gym, two actually that same year, with our level one and level two. So now we are, you know, years later, we've got seven titles for NCAA now. And so it's kind of been a roller coaster, but it doesn't seem so long to me. And I'm saying 10 years, I'm like, I don't feel that old, but like they say, if you're having fun, at your work, then you're never working really.
Yeah. It flies by. Now, aside from NCAA, you guys are also cheer sport champions as well. So, I mean, you've got quite a few banners hanging in the gym down there. So what, when you look at your program and you think about kind of what your goals are, obviously with everything's been happening and kind of as things are evolving, how are things looking for you guys rolling into this upcoming season?
So we're definitely seeing things being pushed back a little more. But what we're hoping to do shortly, because Texas wants to open up pretty fast. And our boss is kind of trying to take the proper precautions. So are we. I bought some cones. I found these cones at Target, and I'm going to measure out 6 feet. And on the cheer floor, I'm going to put these cones at where the cheerleaders can stand or where they're able to be. Mm-hmm. In relation to each other, I know we're not able to probably stunt, or I wouldn't feel comfortable stunting just yet, within the first week or so, just to make sure that everyone in the gym is healthy and safe. So yeah, with that, we do have plans of like precaution, and that's kind of what our main focus on. We're not even focused on getting the tryout process, you know, fully done, because our tryout process includes stunting. So maybe just a tumbling portion of that. But yeah, it's kind of day by day, really. It's to see what the government says, what we're allowed to do, and the numbers, really, if they're dropping or they're staying steady, then we're able to do some more things.
Yeah, and I've seen some gyms that are already saying that they're opening. I guess maybe different states, and I know you and I are both in Texas. Yeah. You know, we're counting down to May 18th, in hopes that nothing else will change between now and then. But so that's cool, man. I'm glad that you guys are gearing up and getting ready. I'm sure your kids are chomping at the bit to get back in there with you guys. I have no doubt. But looking back to kind of with your, you know, I actually saw you on social media. So tell us about your history with TikTok. Tell us about some of the things that you're working on with them, and just kind of fill us in on how this whole thing, how it started and how it took off and where it's going and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So with TikTok, I got started doing TikTok because one of my students was on the app. And she had quite a few fans, and I saw her doing these dances, and I told her, well, that's something I can do. So I downloaded the app, you know, I started seeing what was on the, you kind of consume the content first, right? So you're on the app, you kind of consuming the content, and you're just scrolling. It's endless scrolling. And so it gets addicting. So I'm just watching. I was a watcher for, you know, quite some time. And then I started thinking like, well, this is something I can do on my own. So I made a couple of videos, and then I decided to make a second page just for cheer, so my kids can find me, not a personal page, but like something for cheer. Mm-hmm. And then I did a video where I started making fun of the tryout process, or you know, how cheerleaders and, you know, toddlers can only count to eight. And I started doing funny things like that where a lot of people started relating to, and they started liking it, and it made sense. So I started my page from just making small videos here and there for my kids. And then I made a video about Coach's kid, which seemed to be relatable to everybody in sports, because every coach has a kid.
That's the one I found you on.
Yeah. So every sport has a kid. And I did one where, you know, there's a talented athlete and they're doing amazing, and the coach is like, okay, yeah, great. And then there's a coach's kid where it's like, can't do anything. And then the coach is like praising. And then the other kid just like, it's kind of like, and that one blew up. That was probably my first, like major viral video where a lot of people, aside from cheer, because it was a cheer related video, but it had, those like coach's kid coaches, like everybody can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And so it had tons of people commenting back and forth. So that one got recognized by TikTok, and they DM'd me on Instagram, and they asked me how, or, you know, for an email, they wanted me to be a part of their creator program. Because back then, you know, the app wasn't fully developed yet. You couldn't put text in. You couldn't, there wasn't much of the editing process. There were still things that in the works. And so they hired, or not hired, but they enlisted all these creators who they felt that their content, you know, could use reworking on the app. And so we kind of just started messaging back and forth. They've been really kind, provided opportunities. I've worked with the NFL because they set that up for me. And so we did a video for the NFL. Yeah, so they started using our creators, the creators that they, you know, had on to market out or do videos and see what the app can use for upgrades or updates. And from there, I just kept it going. I mean, it's for me, I don't feel it's hard to make content because it's something that it's like my personal life. Yeah, it's my personal life, so I base it off of that. But also, there are trends that kind of go on. You can always base those things off of cheer. So to me, I never run out of ideas. It's just about what I'm going to record that day, or if I have the material or whatever I need. but TikTok also has like these, you know, newsletters that they send out. So today, this month, I believe, let me get this correct. It is Asian American Pacific Islander Month. So they want creators to, you know, kind of show their heritage or show support to that group. And so we can do videos based off of, you know, whatever they send out in the newsletters.
Yeah.
Currently, we had this webinar passed this past week, and they wanted us to shift some of our videos into learning style, which is pretty cool. It was pretty interesting to see what the creators are doing. But what they want is, you know, kids are staying at home now, and so they have time to be on their phones, or they are on their phones, or summer's coming up as well. So they want, you know, something to be kind of educational, not just for the kids, but for anybody. So how to redecorate your house, how to make this certain food. For me, I did hairstyles for next season. So I did two videos already that did really well.
Are they giving you guys more time? Is it a longer video format, or is it still within a minute?
Okay. Well, the minute is the longest time, but they advise you to do something 15 seconds or less, because 15 seconds or less, really, you can share that through a lot of platforms. If you do a minute long, when you click share, it doesn't do the full video sometimes, so you'd have to download the video. Gotcha. But I've always kind of been advised to do the 15-second one. But a minute long, they kind of extended it. At first, it was never a minute long. When I had the app at first, it was only just like 15 seconds. It was very short. But then they extended it to 1 minute. So a lot of people can utilize the 1 minute. I just don't like to yet. But there are some things that I'm going to have to use to get that full minute.
So do you, if you're kind of educating somebody on how to, you know, either perform better on TikTok or to create more engaging content, is that one of the tips that you give them, is to keep them shorter and more concise?
Right. So you don't want to have a lot of downtime. You don't want to have, because every second counts on that app. And the second that you lose somebody's interest, they'll swipe. And it's too easy to swipe, and then your video is lost forever. So they've lost interest. So every second of your video has to be, it just counts. It matters. So if there's just like a small gap, which is now TikTok has editing software in there, where if there's just like this space, you can edit that out. A lot of people I've seen before on the app where they had like holding their camera, and then they let the room breathe, and then they start talking. So there's just like that edit that you have to cut that second out, so that it goes from person to person or from frame to frame. But yeah, every second counts on that app. So if you don't need it, then take it out or edit. Or if you do need it, then maybe put a voiceover that keeps your audience still listening to
what
you're
doing.
That's smart.
Yeah, that's really smart. Yeah. So I remember, I downloaded a TikTok a few months ago, and I made not that many videos. And so I was I'm very unfamiliar. You've got me interested. I kind of want to get back in and look at this thing. But from what I remember is, you could film in segments, right? So you'd film a segment, film a segment, film a segment. So now you're saying that you can film and then chop sections of those segments out instead of having to delete the whole segment?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. See,
no idea. So at first, right. So at first, this was some of the problems that the creators were always bringing up, is that we'd have to put this shirt on and then we'd have to take it off and then just like put something else on and you're a different person and then go back to being this person. But that you don't have to do that anymore. You can be the same person. Yeah. You can be here. Like if your outfit is, you know, a drastic change, you could be this person, film, pause. So you have your frame still paused. Mm-hmm. And then you change your outfit and then do this again. And in the app itself, you can then grab this bit and put it over there on the side, grab this bit and put it on this side, and then shrink the sizes to kind of like make the conversation fit so it doesn't have any gaps or seconds.
So it's almost gotten it. I mean, it's a pretty robust editing.
Yeah.
Like, no, yeah. There's a lot of paid video editors that, you know, that you have to get to do. Like, it's interesting because most of the times you can take a clip in like a video editing app and you can shrink it and add filters and stuff, but the chopping and being able to layer stuff like that's mm-hmm. pretty impressive.
Yeah. And it's impressive. The thing is, cause when I first started, I just did iMovie. Even to this day, I have a lot of my videos on the iMovie where I'll just chop. And there's nothing that I really need that's going to be super grand as far as editing. But mm-hmm. these kids, they're able to edit these videos in transitions and do these small clips. And they're learning all of this on TikTok. So it's great that the app is providing a huge resource of these editorial or these edits, you know, on the app itself, so that these kids are learning kind of these things for future, you know, mm-hmm. Marketing or future things that they want to do themselves. But I think it's great. Yeah. And it's continuing to evolve. So there's tons of things that are still coming out. Some of the features don't work perfectly yet, but they're always, you know, an upgrade so that they can be a little crisp and clean.
Yeah. I did find the one thing I found value in for sure back when I was messing around with it was that cross posting ability, how easy that was. When I first got it, I thought, okay, how can I utilize this and it be helpful? And I just thought it made like Instagram stories. I always felt like mm-hmm. Instagram stories they're cool, but they're not very exciting. And so mm-hmm. I thought, okay, if I can film a TikTok and make it a little bit more robust, and then I can easily just cross post it over to Instagram.
Yeah. To story.
Mm-hmm. That to me was super valuable. So, and that was back in November. So God knows what's happened in 6 months since then. So I know you said that you're working with them on the educational platform. So what other things do you have going on, you know, with TikTok and outside of TikTok with other social media things and kind of with your online career, so to say?
So, with TikTok, they're working on possible monetization. So they're working on how to get brands to hire these creators through the app instead of it being through our what we call they used to be called our managers, but they're not called our managers anymore, but something like a manager are and so they get in contact with us and they tell us that there are these brands, but they want to kind of eliminate that and just go straight to the source. So they want to have some platform where you're able to, you know, at a certain following that you can do monetization. And then you can select brands. And if these brands want to work with you, they'll check your page out and they'll do that. So they started enrolling the features out. And I currently had one. It was like a hotel. That was the first one that kind of came through. And I had to decline it because of the whole like Corona thing. I didn't want to promote something that was a, you know, hotel wise. But they do have these features out where they're gonna offer you this. It's kind of just like a contract on the app itself. So mm-hmm. it'll pull up the same way, which is pretty cool because then you kind of cut the middleman out mm-hmm. and then you're kind of just working with the creator and then they can decide whether the terms, you know, fit their style or the video fits their content or their niche, and you can decide to accept or decline from there. Very cool. I think they're working a lot on that. But as far as it goes, I don't have any like future for sure plans. I do want to work with other creators. I want to work with, you know, professionals in the cheer industry to get more of a expansion on, it won't just be me on the app, you know, it'll be a lot of other people. I don't like to like take people's, like content. I like to work with people to make content. And so I think that'll be great if I can, you know, get these kids, other coaches or these gyms, and then kind of make this whole unity together. Cause sometimes it feels like it's very competition still on the app. If these kids see you're from this gym or this gym, and I've kind of been good at breaking down that barrier, mm-hmm. but it is still that whole, you know, oh, they're, we've competed with them. So it's like, we're not to like them,
yeah.
You know, vibe. And so sometimes you get that, sometimes you don't. A lot of kids already, you know, kind of blew past that because they're just like, these videos are funny. We love them. And, you know, because to me, it doesn't matter when I'm on live with them and they say, if I'm from this gym, does it matter? Like, does it, you know, I'm like, no, it's, the thing is that you love cheer, I love cheer, and this is what we're going to have in common. And so exactly. we can talk about cheer all day, every day, and has nothing to do with where we're at training or where we at, you know, state-wise or whatever. But, you know, cheer is the main factor that keeps us all together. And I think that's great for these kids, because really we just want to get them to grow up to be better athletes and to be supportive of each other, even if you're from a different gym.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's one thing that I know you and I talked about that's really important to you is that equality of gyms. You know, there is not, you know, there may be bigger gyms and smaller gyms, but that doesn't always mean better gyms and not good gyms, right? I mean, and you mm-hmm. and I talked, we're both from small programs, you know, I mean, the gym I got my start in had one spring floor and one tumble track and three mm-hmm. and three strips of dead mat, and that's it. That's all we had.
Yeah.
You know? So I know for you, that's a very important thing, is to bring to light and just kind of, you know, bring people to realize that a size of a building isn't
right.
Doesn't, you know, always equate to the quality of the program or the quality of the product right. that they put out. So, I think it's huge that, you know, as you've continued to grow, you know, in this new space for yourself and your career, I think it's super noteworthy that, you know, to point out that you've stuck with your roots. I mean, you've stuck with what's yeah. important to you. And that, I think that you see touches of it in the sport where it's easy. And I know this is, you know, maybe an aggressive term, but people sell out, you know, I mean, they yeah. sell out to,
oh yeah,
you know, money, or they sell out to opportunity, or they sell out to a name and things like that. And I think it's so easy, you know, people don't fight like they used to, you know, when something gets yeah. hard or something isn't exactly what they want, it's super easy to just look for something else. But I think it's, you know, it's very big of you. And I think it's something that should be, you know, that people should understand is like, you're where you at, you know, where you started, and you're not going yeah. anywhere. So,
yeah. And I think that's, it speaks a lot too, because I have either some parents or sometimes people who are in a higher power than I am at the gym, kind of see this as an opportunity to grow the gym in some sort, but it's always enlisting. And I tell them, I would never want to take some kids from other gyms just to say, oh, this guy's TikTok famous. Like, I would never like to do that. And so out of respect for the other coaches around the area or, you know, anywhere, you know, that has their athletes, I would never say, because a lot of people think that because I have a platform that I can just draw and attract these kids. And I'm like, no, this, what I do online is for comedic relief. It's kind of just for us to, like, a stress reliever. If we're having a hard day at practice, or if, you know, parents, you know, just want to share something that's relatable, they can do that on my page. Not something where, you know, I'm attracting kids to come to my gym and this is where you want to be. This is comedy. I want them to come here for my work. Mm. And so my work is what, you know, is competition style. So I do sometimes post my routines on TikTok. And I did our showcase. I did some bits. But my page is mainly just comedy. And now it's going to be a little bit more of learning. But it's not something where it shows my work yet. So really, anybody who goes to our competitions or goes to our city, they can see my work here. It's not something that I publicize, because that's not something I want to attract kids. Yeah, and I don't want to, like, bring somebody else. So I'm trying to keep that respect, and I don't want to, like, ever tell anybody that's in my city, like, y'all need to cheer for me because I'm this person. It's really just, if you love your coach and this is where you're grown, this is where you're bonding, I'm loyal, this is where I started, you know, so be loyal to your gym, be loyal to your coaches. And even if you don't have a perfect season, that doesn't mean that the next season or any future season after that won't be your best, or, you know, something that you can really take from and learn from.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's definitely about loyalty. Like, I would hate for I would hate for coaches to do that to my kids, so I don't do it to anybody else's kids. I'm kind of just keeping that respect there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you see it, you know, you see it more often than it needs to be. I can't sit here and say I have data that it's happening, you know, 10 times more now than it was, but, mm-hmm. you know, we all see on the social media pages the, you know, people complaining about, well, this gym's opening or, you know, before us, and they're trying to recruit our kids, and it's just like, for the love of God, just do the sport. So, you know, social media wise, you've definitely created a presence for yourself. And I'm sure that, you know, for our kids that are watching and kids that are listening, and even maybe some of our coaches that, you know, love your content and wonder how they can, you know, possibly have something that's similar to yours. If you could give, you know, a couple pieces of advice, a couple bullet points for people to say, like, you know, I'm sure you get that question a lot. What do you recommend? What are the things I can do, like action steps? So what are some things that you can share with our audience on, like, important things with social media or TikTok specifically?
Yeah, so I think the best thing is to know your audience. My audience is athletes, cheerleaders, coaches, parents in the sport of cheer. So my audience is mainly cheer. I don't do videos that are anything outside of that. Or if I do, I do like a separate page or, you know, something that's, it'll kind of relate back to it. So know your audience. That's where you're really going to grow, and you're going to find growth if you know your audience and know your demographic, where who you're targeting. Secondly, I said this earlier about turning down, you know, certain businesses. Sometimes by knowing your audience, you know whether to take a deal or not. If you are wanting to branch out or make money off of videos, sometimes it doesn't work for your brand, or you don't want something to feel unorganic or forced. So I don't take those like supplement deals. I don't take those like contact brand deals or anything that I wouldn't ask my kids to do, my athletes especially. And so don't do deals, or don't feel like you're selling yourself short just to try and make these money, really just trying to get money. So really just keep to yourself on that one. Make sure that you know your audience. And then thirdly, have fun, because that's probably the most important thing. If you're not having fun, it'll feel forced. It'll look forced. I had a couple of videos where, you know, I just posted just for the sake of posting, and they don't do well at all. And so then you feel down about yourself, but because you didn't take the time to actually, you know, sit down, write the video or edit the video how you wanted to. So I would say have fun. Don't be afraid to let go of deals if they're not in your realm. Don't just take money for the sake of taking money. And then know your audience. So I think those are the three things for a creator if they ever wanted to kind of jump into, you know, the marketing.
That's awesome, man. And I think that's huge. And, you know, everybody looks for the magic pearl, you know, or the one secret. How can I, you know, what's the one secret I've been a firm believer that there isn't one. You know, it's things like what you're talking about. It's these, you know, more conceptual things of like, you can't pull your video and go, what hashtags did he use? What time did he post? What was the lighting like? What would he film on? How many kids? And it's just like, people try to break down this like this kind of purely objective list of what was in a video and reproduce it. And it doesn't work. You know, what worked was it was your personality at the right time, with the right people and everything else. And that's what people connected with. So,
yeah, but don't get me wrong too. Like, the app is full of remakes. So if the video has a certain sound, people can remake the sound. And so there are tons of ideas that I get from that are from the app. And then I kind of base it on cheer, but also it's kind of like you said, you don't want to paper, you know, you don't want to copy and paste of somebody's video. But you can sometimes elaborate. So I've seen some people on the app do, you know, the videos that I've done, and they've kind of just like taken it and turned it into their own small thing, which is great because it works too. And it has its own message behind it. So it's kind of a little more like I would say if I have this as a message, it would pinpoint something smaller and then kind of blow that up to be like its own video, which I've seen on the app has worked great for some people. And I think that there's a lot of great content and there's a lot of great cheerleaders on the app as well. But yeah, it's definitely not like a copy and paste type thing. You really gotta, especially with ideas, if it doesn't come from you, then you're not able to make, you're not able to continue making content. And so I'm able to continue making this content because I'm basing it off of what I do in my regular day life. And I say this to my kids all the time, or any kids that I see at competitions. I'm like, you know, y'all's coaches go through the exact same things we do. I'm like, I'm just out there making videos about it. So that's the only difference with me.
Yeah. That's a good thing about it is as long as there's cheerleading, you'll always have ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy guy and getting to connect with you on a weekend is huge, but I look forward to seeing you at a competition again soon, once we get everything up and running. And for audience, I'll make sure to put all the contact info and all his social media info and put some links to some of my favorite videos that Raul's done so you guys can get a taste of it. And if you don't already, go follow him on TikTok. He's hilarious. It will keep you in stitches during this crazy time, give you something to laugh at while we all eagerly wait to get back into the gym. Thanks so much for joining us, man. We'll see you soon.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. See ya.